Track number 12 is Don't Let Me Down. It's a live anthem, right? It's a song that you produced for live sets.
Actually it is,
I can imagine that you're in the studio and you see the crowd jumping up and down and enjoying the song. But how does that work? You're in the studio, you're in this little black box with thick walls with speakers, and then you have to...
Have you been to our studio?
I
think something like that.
The man cave.
The man cave, yeah. I see a man cave. But then you have to produce a song that travels all around the world without traveling all around the world. How do you do that?
It's imagination. Yeah. It's really imagining that, you know, pumping crowd that can look like waves if everybody's jumping. That's what we imagine when creating such a track. And this, especially for this one, in the end, we're DJs making pop songs. So we really felt that, you know, although it's a dance album and there's a lot of pop music on it, we really felt like we needed some really energetic tracks also.
An anthem.
Exactly, because that's what we do and that's what we really love and we'll always keep on doing. So we felt that's
big advantage of being a DJ and making these kind of tracks. Like, for instance, if you compare it to Glory, it is a festival kind of track. Like, it's totally different. And that's a fun thing about the album, is that it can be on the same album. And it is the same artist, but we just put on a switch because now we want to make this, and this is like what we really need to make because we have the advantage of being a DJ, so that's nice.
And for my fun, where did you wrote it? Because in the studio, but yeah. you wrote it together with Gerson,
yeah,
and Yoshi
Breen.
And I don't know if this makes the Spotify playlist, but this combination of artists in one studio, Gerson and Yoshi and Lucas and Steve.
And Alon.
And Alon.
It's
Eddie Johnson singing it.
Eddie Johnson, which is an amazing singer from Sweden. He did really good on a track. And actually, it's the last track that we wrote from this album, right?
I think so, yeah. This one, it sounds really crazy if I imagine that a lot of those tracks we've been working on for months and months and months, and sometimes even 1.5 years. But this one is fresh out of the studio, and we started writing it like, I don't know, last month, six weeks ago. So it went so fast. And
But why? Because you felt you needed one kind of genre or another track?
No, it's just a combination of both, I think. It's just a nice, energetic anthem kind of track, and that's what we also like to make. So obviously the producer that we are, we try to just do everything on the album. And if you listen to the album, 16 totally different tracks, and I don't think we were feeling that a song of this type was missing, but it was just the feeling in the studio, like, come on, let's write this. And this is the feeling, and the melody was just that anthem-wise that we produced it on this kind of way.
Yeah, but still, the fun thing is, it might have been unconsciously, but if I look at the album now and all the titles combined together, if you take it out, I would miss it immediately.
That's it.
Might have been something unconscious that we're like, we might need like a little bit of a festival thing. But I mean, in the end, as Steve already said, it's everything is dance, and it's also pop, and it also has energy. So I mean, also without it, there would be plenty of power left, I think.